Next, we're going to take a closer look at the massive evacuation along the Gulf Coast, which, by all accounts, has gone better than the evacuation before Katrina in 2005. NPR's John Burnett has our story from New Orleans.
If hurricanes can teach a lesson, Katrina provided a masterclass of how not to handle a storm, and Gustav offers a glimpse of the right way to prepare for a big one. Rule number one, leave. Yesterday, Peggy Barcelona and her family were caging their menagerie in preparation to flee their century-old house in St. Bernard Parish and drive to Mississippi out of harm's way.
We have four dachshunds, a shepherd, a lab, three cats, a ferret, a bird, and we had two horses we sent on already.
The low-lying areas in Gustav's path are virtually deserted. The exodus went relatively smoothly, but the sickening deja vu of waking up to another mass evacuation, to Mayor Nagin predicting calamity, and to TV ads for companies that dry out waterlogged carpets, it's just too much for some people.
Well, you know, when I woke up this morning, I was completely immobilized with anxiety. I mean, I was like laying there thinking like, oh my God, I'm not going to even get out of bed.
Ken Foster is a 43-year-old writer who lives in the Lower Ninth Ward with his three dogs, Zephyr, Sula, and Brando.
Brando, you ready to go?
He was one of the last ones to leave the Lower Ninth on Sunday, whipsawing between optimism and despair.
I think a lot of people are feeling the same way, where half your head is thinking, we've gone through this before, we know better what to do, how to prepare, and the other half is thinking about how bad it can really be and how there's little to prepare for when you're dealing with that much unknown.
Foster's next-door neighbor is a contractor named Derwin Hill. At the same time Foster was putting his dogs in his car, Hill was about to lock up his newly renovated Ninth Ward home.
But this is what we done.
He was taking all the family pictures and his wife's jewelry with him, and he planned to store the stuff he was leaving in his house higher in case the water starts to rise again.
This time, we put all the clothes in the attic. We took all the pots out and set them on a counter. We did preparations inside the home as well as outside the home. Because we know if we get any water this time, hopefully it'll just be rainwater, street flooding.
Hill says this time he's confident the new levees on the industrial canal protecting the Ninth Ward will hold. And more importantly, there are no barges on the water to break free and slam into the dike as happened before. In another departure from pre-Katrina activity, on Sunday, Humvees full of National Guardsmen lumbered through the silent streets past shuttered po'boy joints, drive-through daiquiri shops, and lounges. Marty Rollins was installing a storm door in the Phoenix Tavern on Elysian Fields Avenue, where he tends bar.
Yeah, they're handling it much better. They seem like they learned a lot from the first one. I mean, you didn't see this, you know, Katrina.
See what?
The streets deserted.
People have had particular praise for their new take-charge governor, Bobby Jindal, in comparison to the image of a rattled, indecisive Governor Kathleen Blanco after Katrina. Jindal has been all over television, relishing his new role as commander-in-chief of Louisiana's National Guard.
We have deployed National Guard security forces across coastal Louisiana, 1,750 in New Orleans, 230 in Jefferson Parish, 42 in St. Bernard, 122 in Plaquemines.
Despite public officials pleading for residents to leave, get out, do not shelter in place, this is, after all, New Orleans, home of a treacly cocktail called the Hurricane, and some people just don't want to miss a good show.
This will be my first real hurricane to go through, and my family all wants me to leave. My friends at home, they're all like, dude, you're crazy. And I was like, this is a life experience I have to go through.
New Jersey native Chris Maverick sat on a front stoop in the Marigny neighborhood drinking a Pabst Blue Ribbon and smoking a Winston. The 26-year-old with bright red dyed hair said he's a bartender on Bourbon Street. He and five friends are riding out Gustav here, planning to pass the time playing chess and card games and drinking more beer.
I didn't come here a year ago. To move away every time, it's a little blustery. Too many people in this world run from everything. It's like the American solution. Let's just run away when there's a problem. I'm ready to confront.
In now empty post-Katrina New Orleans, there are apparently very few who share his bravado. John Burnett, NPR News, New Orleans.